Hi, and welcome to this presentation on the results of the broadband access and teleworking survey that we conducted at webtorials.com over the past several weeks. My name is Stephen Taylor, and I am the president of Distributed Networking and also the publisher of webtorials.com. Just very quickly, reminder here of the copyright notices concerning this presentation. So with the broadband access and teleworking survey, basically what we're dealing with here is some data that was collected in about 10 days in July of 2002. It was a web-based survey based at webtorials.com, and we had excellent response from our readership, and I have almost 400 responses that we're reporting on here. I want to spend just a few minutes talking about the demographics of the respondents. I think this is important for two reasons. First of all, it's important because it tells you how the results might or might not be affected by the people who are responding. Secondly, it gives you a good feeling for who the people are that are interested in teleworking. What we're seeing here is that the respondents are probably rather typical of the webtorials.com community and the webtorials.com readers. About a third classified themselves as early adopters. Another third classified themselves as being early adopters but avoiding the very leading slash bleeding edge of the technologies, and another third that adopt new technologies only when they are widely accepted. Very few are reluctant to go to new technologies, and that's probably as indicative of the typical Webtorials readership base as anything else. In looking at the demographics of the respondents, we also asked them, as we do in most of our surveys, whether they viewed their telecommunications network and this particular survey area in particular as being strategic or tactical. And in this particular case, what we see here is that there's a pretty even mix all the way across so far as being strategic or tactical. Very slightly toward the strategic edge, but pretty much this is something that's done regardless of whether it's viewed as a strategic move to gain competitive edges, getting better employee participation, etc., or as a tactical move in terms of purely just being able to save money. We also ask about the attitude toward teleworking, and we found this very interesting here. About 40% said that their company actively encouraged teleworking. Over 50%, though, were in the, well, yes, we will support teleworking, but only in special circumstances, which is where I would put the tolerated but not encouraged and also the only for special circumstances portion here. Again, a very small number actively discouraged teleworking from a corporate policy perspective. And finally, we wanted to know a little bit more about the size of the networks. Because there were some very large networks represented, there was an average of about 1,000 sites per network for the respondents. However, the median was only about 25 sites per network. Nevertheless, good-sized networks here, and a wide variety of industries represented. Sometimes we're looking to target things that are primarily to enterprises, primarily to service providers, etc. In this case, I don't think it really matters a lot, except that we're seeing a wide blend here in terms of various types of people who are actually participating in the survey, because even service providers and telecommunications equipment providers could very well be folks who would also use teleworking as an option within their network. So, digging into what they're currently using as broadband access technologies, what we see here is that the great majority, very, very strong use for both personal and corporate teleworkers of both cable modem and ADSL. Little bit more on the cable modem on the personal side, a little bit more on the corporate teleworker side of ADSL, but in both cases, very, very strong showing there. And for some folks, probably a surprisingly strong showing of the corporate remote office branch office use of ADSL. Not surprising at all that on the SDSL side, very, very little personal use. The fact that fixed wireless and satellite are coming in, as being somewhat less used than cable modem and ADSL also are not surprising. It is kind of interesting that, in fact, looking at the corporate remote branch office support, that cable modem, SDSL, fixed wireless, and satellite are all coming in essentially a dead heat there. Other than that, I'll leave it up to you to draw your own conclusions about these. In addition to asking what technologies various folks were using, we also asked how happy they were with them. The responses were six various responses, starting from didn't work and going all the way to rock solid. As a first approximation for overall satisfaction, we assigned each of the six responses a value on a scale of 0 for didn't work to 5 for the rock solid answers. And what we see here is that cable, ADSL, and SDSL were all viewed as being relatively satisfactory technologies. Wireless and satellite, one could argue, were satisfactory, but certainly not to the extent that cable, ADSL, and SDSL were. Also interesting is that the three technologies here seem to be probably within the statistical differences of being viewed as equally satisfied. On the next slide, though, what you'll see are some more details so far as how exactly satisfied folks were with each of the individual technologies. More specifically, what we did also, though, was ask, okay, how do you feel about these for each of them? So if rather than just ranking them, we give them the rock solid, highly reliable, reliable, few problems, lots of problems, and didn't work, here what we're looking at is basically a scale that says, okay, for rock solid, we're looking at very few who say, hey, this is absolutely wonderful, but highly reliable and reliable are looking very, very, very good, again, for cable, ADSL, and SDSL, with this just being a recap and a more explicit and more specific version of what we were looking at on the prior slide. Perhaps the most interesting thing we look at from time to time is, why are people not doing this? And in fact, we gave these various options for people to choose as many as they wanted of not reliable technologies, the technologies are too expensive, concerns about security, not seeing the ROI, the services are not available, too hard to manage, and other, which generated a variety of different responses. Very interestingly is that probably the view of the services not being reliable is totally false. In fact, if you look here, among these various issues, the services not being reliable came out last, which we find to be absolutely fascinating in that lots of times when you hear about, anecdotally, cable services, DSL services, folks will say, well, gee, they're pretty good, but they're not reliable enough, they're not ready for prime time. Certainly the respondents here did not see that as being an issue. In fact, what we see is the number one issue is security concerns, which with the widespread availability of IPsec, the widespread availability of other security mechanisms, actually is very interesting that that came in that high. I think that what really happens here is that the security concerns go beyond simply the security of what can I do in terms of having a secure transmission path. Again, remember that usually when a person is teleworking, that teleworked computer usually gets used by the employee's family. It gets used in various other options so that you may end up having a much more widespread security concern in terms of having personal email, in terms of having this available as a back door into the corporate network, even simply having a lost computer that may have sensitive corporate information there. Number two issue, services not being available. Clearly a major issue here, but it's also one that even though everyone says there's an issue with services not being available, there's another point we have to go back to and say, gee, I wonder why this is. And I'm thinking it has a lot to do with the business issues surrounding these being available as business services. Here's why. on the prior slide that you were looking at, where we looked at the experience with the various services going from rock solid to didn't work, there was another box that could be checked that said, gee, I haven't tried these and they're not available. In the case of DSL and cable, both of those showed 86% availability. And in fact, if you then looked at the overall availability, there was 92% availability of cable or DSL, meaning that basically there were only 8% of the respondents that had neither cable nor DSL available to them. What does this mean in terms of availability still being the major issue here? Number one is the question of, were those folks responding based on their personal experience as opposed to their experience with the corporate network, and maybe in their corporate sites the services are not available. Also possibly the issue of SDSL and wireless and satellite not being available. And those did show less availability, by the way, than the cable and DSL did. At any rate, number one and number two, security and availability of the services. And by the way, with the availability of the services here, the way the questionnaire was worded, we don't believe there's a question of folks equating availability with uptime. We believe that availability was worded here appropriately to indicate, gee, you can or cannot get the services. Number three concern, price. Not too surprising there, although it's hard to imagine how the services for DSL and cable could go down an awful lot more. ROI is a concern, management is a concern, and again, reliability being way, way down the stack, even below too hard to manage, which is a little bit surprising there. We also did a little bit of further investigation in terms of looking at business class services and business class service definitions and what a business class service is all about. We defined in the questionnaire a business class service as being a service that offers an enhanced service level agreement with a guarantee of availability and service response time, and noted that business class services usually include a static IP address as well. The reason we're interested in this is, again, the question, the perception of, if ADSL and cable services currently are not sufficiently ready for prime time to be used in teleworking applications, are business class services ready for this? We also broke up the telecommuting teleworking applications here into two separate categories. The SOHO environment, small office, home office, that would be typically supporting a single teleworker, as opposed to the remote office, branch office, or robo environment, where you're supporting a small work group in a small branch office. Typically, 2, 3, 4 workers, although in the survey we just said simply a small work group. We actually asked three questions in the beginning about business class services. We said, are you currently using business class services? Would you use a business class service if available for a small office, home office? And would you use a business class service if available for remote office, branch office? Looking first of all at the number who are using business class services, I was personally a little surprised that there were as many as a third of the folks who actually were already using business class services. For a type of service that is getting relatively little attention in the overall market these days, this was actually a fairly large number who were using those. My guess, again, and only conjecture, is that a lot of these business class services are based more around satellite services, maybe fixed wireless, very probably SDSL services than ADSL and cable. And as for the small office, home office, a few more would use business class services than are already using them, but certainly not a preponderance of the folks saying, gee, we've got to have business class services for SOHO. In fact, looking at it, almost a dead heat between would use, would not use, do need, do not need business class services for small office, home office. On the other hand, in looking at the remote office, branch office, where you're supporting a work group, very, very strong demand there for business class services, with clearly two-thirds of the respondents saying that they would use the business class services, even two-thirds looking at the no's and don't no's together, would use business class services for supporting a work group. So there's clearly a strong need there. But then we got to the really important question. That really important question being, how much would you pay for this? Good news and bad news. The good news for the service provider is that folks are willing to pay more for a business class service. Maybe the bad news, they're not willing to pay a tremendous amount more for the business class services. In this particular case, what we saw is that 12% said they would not pay anything extra for a business class service. But two-thirds of the folks would pay up to 25%, indicating maybe we should have been a little bit more granular there and said, okay, would you pay 10% more? Would you pay 20% more? Frankly, a little surprising that that appears to be the sweet spot, though, is up to 25% premium is what most folks would pay. Up to 50%, a smaller group, but if it goes above 50%, then it gets a very, very small population who would be willing to pay a tremendous premium for a business class service. Another question that we often have discussed is the need for symmetrical services. This goes all the way back to frame relay services and the fact that even though you can currently, from all the major service providers, at least in the U.S., purchase symmetrical services, that being that you can purchase PVCs for your frame relay service that are in one speed in one direction, another speed in another direction. The question of how critical is this so far as supporting remote offices and branch offices? Also very key here to the entire question of ADSL versus SDSL for business services. What we clearly see from this chart is that for the small office home office environment indicated here by the green bars, there is not a strong demand. In fact, there's a very weak demand for symmetrical services. That for most folks, having asymmetrical services works absolutely fine. ADSL, typical cable modem type services, works absolutely fine for going to the small office home office environment. However, for the remote office branch office environment, we do see the right-hand side of being critical being quite a bit stronger. It's not an absolute requirement, but it certainly is something that says that it would be preferred to have a symmetrical service in this particular environment. This is something that would be a lot of fun to dig into deeper at some point and try to figure out a little bit more about why the demand is there for symmetrical services. Overall, would like to thank you both for accessing this presentation today and also for your responses to the questionnaire. I'm very happy that we had the opportunity to share this feedback back with you.